Hello, everyone out there, and thank you for listening to this episode of Dane Rants. It's a show in which your good friend Dane Alves breaks down some stuff that he just wants to talk about and get off his mind. If you're new to the Geek Vibes universe, if you will, especially if you don't listen to Wrestling Geeks Alliance, I am Dane Alves. I'm going to be your host of Dane Rants, a show, like I said, in which I rant usually about comic book movie related stuff. Sometimes I do another form of the show called Monday Suck, where I go more political, but this one just more fun. And just want to talk about some of the stuff going on. There's a lot of fun things in the future for Marvel and DC and lots of other comic properties going forward. I think mainly for Marvel, for me, is everything that they've built up on WandaVision and the implications, and what happens from that will then feed into the new Spider-Man movie coming out, I believe, next November. I think it's around that time. Should have it right in front of me. Sorry. And then the following March, I believe, is when the Multiverse of Madness comes out. So I don't care what Tom Holland says. I believe some of the sources that I have heard from, whether it be an Andy Signore, who gets a lot of information, he's got his own YouTube station, popcornplanet.com, or Popcorn Planet, I should say, for YouTube. Check it out. Usually has a lot of great sources. His buddy Jody's Corner, another one. They find out a lot of information. Trying to think of, any other sources that I can just give for information to people that if you don't, maybe if you want to learn inside scoops, these are people that you should listen to. Humberto Gonzalez? Now I feel like a dick. But Humberto, he created Heroic Hollywood. He is incredible writer, scooper, if you will. And there's so many other forms. But all the information that I'm trying to basically say, the information involving Andrew Garfield, Tobey Maguire coming back. I do think they're coming back in Spider-Man. I do think we're cracking into the multiverse in Marvel. Multiverse of Madness, if you will. I think Scarlet Witch is going to be your primary villain, or at least one of the main focuses in Doctor Strange. I think we are going to, like is rumored, have Tobey Maguire showing up in that movie. Sam Raimi is doing it, and that is something going around right now. And I love this. I love the concept of kind of picking and choosing. If they do incorporate, which I believe, like I said, the rumors to be true, Andrew and Toby, that should really make things interesting going forward, of them acknowledging that. And how Sony now is incorporating, they have a Sinister Six that sounds like it's from a multiverse. At least we know, most likely, Michael Keaton is going to be involved. He was in the Morbius trailer. But he'll probably be involved as the Vulture. And then they have, Dr. Ock, Alfred Molina from Spider-Man 2. Very wonderful superhero film from back in the day. He's coming back. And Jamie Foxx as Electro. But I've talked about all this. I just, if an actor says something's not going to happen, like I'm not playing Khan, Benedict Cumberbatch, it might be I am playing Khan. I just can't tell you. If I tell you, the studio will kill me. And someone like Tom, who's been putting time out before for this, I'm not saying don't trust him, but if he knew, he wouldn't tell you anyway. So there is that. And we will have a full review. I'll be doing a show, probably recording it. I'm recording this show on a Wednesday. It is the 3rd. So expect us next Monday to record the show, have it out by Tuesday or Wednesday. And it's going to be an overhaul, an overview of all the information with WandaVision. We're going to go through all 8 episodes and as a whole, just talk about the show itself and what this will mean for the MCU going forward. We got one last episode. It's going to be 50 minutes. Longest episode they've had. I love the last episode. I just think it's very well done. And Elizabeth Olsen, she should be getting a lot of praise for the amount of acting that she's doing. She's doing a clinic. Being able to go from like a hokey character from a 1970s sitcom to someone that actually is showing all the terrible things in front of her. Catherine Hahn's another one. Oh my God, she's incredible in this as Agatha Harkness, or Agnes, which I knew, by the way, saying that for a while. Just saying, brush it off my shoulder. But yeah, this is some interesting stuff. I don't know. I don't even know if I introduced the show right. I kind of just, took a couple puffs and decided to come on here and start talking. And that's where Dane Rance gets his name from. So if I didn't introduce, if you guys are somehow brand new from hearing me or anything with Geek Vibes, go to Geek Vibes Nation. That's geekvibesnation.com. There you'll find a website with news articles from various different geek culture related items. We got stuff for your comic movies, comics, video games, pro wrestling. We got a bunch of different people, awesome contributors, awesome writers writing articles. We also have links to our social media platforms. If you want to look on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, Geek Vibes Nation. Join the sensation, join Geek Vibes Nation. It's my little extra stupid dad rhyme, even though I don't have children. Yeah, and you can find any of our audio stuff on any, downloadable platform, whether it be iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify. Just search, Geek Vibes Nation or by the show. Once you know about us, you can find us anywhere. So you don't have to listen to it on one format. Sometimes, specifically Dane Rance and my wrestling show that I do with Christopher Brother Ray Patton, my good buddy, Wrestling Geeks Alliance, will put the audio on YouTube, but sometimes we don't. You can still find it, like I said, just Google search it or find it on geekvibesnation.com. So let's more or less kind of leave Marvel, because the main thing that I want to talk about in this conversation is what's going on with DC. And with all the aggressive nature, it just seems like a fucking fight, just a brawl of the situation between DC management, Warner Brother management, sometimes cast members. If you want to, talk about the whole Ray Fisher thing, I don't feel like doing that at all. But I'm just saying there is a lot of problems, there's a lot of issues, a lot of studio interference. We're gonna be finding out soon. January 18th, I believe, or not January, March 18th, or maybe it's 15th. It's coming at the end of this month. Justice League Snyder Cut. Whether or not Zack Snyder actually had a daunting film of his concept, not just his film, because he extended it and made more of it, but his full out concept, backed by some money from Warner Brothers. And the news is that he is leaving it on a cliffhanger. And that has aggravated some people. I'm not too aggravated. I think I get it. I've had a, let's say, not the greatest relationship with Walter Hamada as far as me, I don't know, trying to give him any credit, because I think that he's fucked stuff up. I think that he's gone off. And this is not fair to him, because I'm sure there's many people that are high level, his bosses as well, that might have something to do with it, but very reactionary. If an audience that they're screening it for, several of them don't like something, they went ahead and allowed a music video company or a company that makes music videos, commercials, stuff like that, to infiltrate David Ayer's version of Suicide Squad and completely redo it so it sounded like America's top 20 songs of all time. Constantly, while it just so abrupt, and BVS obviously had that problem. Justice League also did too. Excuse me as I try to clear my throat. Sorry, I had to do that. So, anyways, yeah. So it's gonna be on a cliffhanger, and I get why people would be aggravated. It's like, finally, Zach, you get to do what you gotta do. Doesn't look like there's going to be more, and now you're just going to kind of abruptly end it with something big to take us into the next film, which is apparently supposed to be that dream world that was back from BVS, that Barry tried to warn Bruce about, and Bruce, I think, got killed by Superman, if I'm not. I'm going through all the films right now. I made it through Wonder Woman, and then I realized I had to do 1984 again. And it's not that it was terrible, it's just, I was so tired by the end of that movie when I watched it that I didn't give it a second chance, and now I have to. So That it's daunting. I can't wait for Man of Steel. I'm looking forward to actually seeing BVS again. And then by that time, I think it should be out. And then after that, you watch Aquaman and Shazam. Oh no, Suicide Squad happens before Justice League, I believe. I'll watch all of them. Some of them are pretty damn good films, in my opinion. Loved Wonder Woman, loved Man of Steel. Aquaman was fine, fun. Probably the most Marvel adventure, if you will, of all the DC films. But I actually did like the extended cut of BVS. I think I was conditioned to like that movie regardless, though. I'll be honest about that, because I wanted it to be good. I wanted to enjoy it, and I did. I really, honestly, I think I did. Although I've only seen it once in theaters, was kind of disappointed. Saw the extended version. I think I watched the normal version when it came out, and then I also watched the extended version, liked the extended version way more so. So that was back, kitty. That was back when that first came out. So it's definitely been a minute. But yeah, just go in and seeing if this version will really maybe bring subscribers. Maybe this is all a ploy for Zack Snyder to be like, hey, I wanted to do two more films. Let's wrap this up, the right way, which I kind of agree with. Or maybe this is him giving a big F you to the company because he knows he's not going to be doing much. I don't think that Patty Jenkins is going to be doing much with Wonder Woman after this. She's going to be working on Rogue Squadron for Disney and Lucasfilms. Who knows? Maybe she's got a third one up her sleeve. I just know that she's been aggravated a bit lately because of stuff in management. And apparently she wanted to do a Superman film. And a lot of the ideas she had that were in Wonder Woman 1984 were for her concept of a Superman film. So that kind of stinks. We know that other directors have been kind of turned down from their versions. And now we're going to be getting a version. So that's a very interesting concept because I remember, I know everyone knows the news, if you will, about it, but they're going to be doing a African American Superman. And J.J. Abrams is producing. I feel terrible because now I don't have the guy's name in front of me, which is not what I meant to do. Ta-Nehisi Coates. He will be writing it. He wrote comic books. He wrote a bunch of books, obviously, way before this, but he wrote in comics for Black Panther. A lot of that run apparently, caught the eye of, oh man, Black Panther's director. Why can't, like, I love Creed. I love Fruitvale Station. Why the hell can't I think of his name? I know that you guys are yelling at me for it, and I understand. It's pretty ridiculous that I'm gonna, before I see it, I'm gonna Ryan Coogler. That's right. Ryan Coogler was very inspired by, Mr. Coates' concept of Black Panther. A lot of that premise went into his story for this. He also wrote the Captain America comic books as of recently, and he's gonna be penning the script, or at least coming up with the story along with J.J. Abrams for the Superman story. So, we don't know exactly which version this is. That's kind of my idea that I proposed on our Facebook page. Like I said, if you guys want to join our Facebook conversation, Geek Vibes Nation on Facebook, join it and we'll talk. We'll have some discussions and whatnot. But I like the concept. If we can do this, if we can allow the next couple of years to transition the Snyderverse, if not out, extending it to a new direction. And what I mean by that is, so you have Earth 1, Earth 2, Earth however many, Crisis on Infinite Earth kind of condensed all this, and at least we know that where the TV Earths kind of line up within all that, actually including Christopher Reeve Superman's world, the Ryan Reynolds Green Lanterns world, Legion of Superheroes world, what was another one? Doom Patrol, which is on the same Earth as Teen Titans. And then obviously your Supergirl, Green Arrow, all of them got merged, the CW verse, if you will, into one world. So within that, we got two Supermans that I like. One is the Brandon Routh one that had the Kingdom Come outfit. He was still alive at least at the end. Spoiler alert, if you didn't see Crisis, I apologize for spoiling it for you, but I don't really watch CW shows, but I watch all the event ones. And I'm going to check out Clark and Lois, or Superman and Lois, whatever it's called, because I actually hear it was really well done, or at least the pilot was. So hopefully it just doesn't get so soap opera-ish or so left-leaning political, stances. I just want to have a fun superhero show. If you want to show me her like heroism and amazing, whether it be male or female characters, just do that. Don't say that you're gonna do it and make a big deal about it, and then kind of put up your flag like we did this. I think that WandaVision and Mandalorian are good examples of that. Neither one of them promoted, this is a female show, this is a female-centric show, this is for all the women. And yet they all had amazing female members of the cast that did great performances, and they were badass, and they didn't have to mention that stuff. That's the type of stuff I'm talking about. Supergirl. Sorry, I'm talking to you a little bit. I love Melissa Benoist, but just saying my honest opinion. A lot of those shows, Flash and Arrow, after like 3 seasons, I got out of them. I just couldn't do it anymore. I got a little bit much. And but what I'm saying is, I don't know if it's exactly on that Earth or it's a reflection of a different one with the same people, but Superman and Lois, you have your classic Superman, like more so your kind of gee golly gosh. I guess the Brandon Routh, Christopher Reeves version is the old school, the golden age, if you will. So this is more of like your silver age, pre-crisis Superman. And then Henry Cavill is like your kind of your Man of Steel, quite literally, but even New 52-esque, newer age version. It's a little bit more, not necessarily dark, but not as shiny and bright, if you will, as the previous two Supermen. And then this one, I don't see. That's the question: is if they are not just doing a brand new Clark Kent story, with an African American Superman with the whole Kans plot, Ma Kent, Pa Kent. Which version do they do between Calvin Ellis, who I believe is Kal-El still within his universe, or Val Zod, who is the Earth 2 Superman? I would actually kind of combine the efforts. Val Zod would be the name of the alias from Krypton. He would have his past on Krypton of, kind of coming to grips with the fact that he's a Zod. I think someone tried to explain this to me. I could be wrong about this. Actually, I saw it in a YouTube video. But from what I gather, on the way from Krypton to here, he started understanding the era of his family's ways, or certain members, General Zod, and became a pacifist, I guess. And then when he came to Earth, that Superman, Batman, and Wonder Woman were killed off very quickly, and other people had to fill in, so it was like a different reflection. They had Alan Scott as the Green Lantern in those comics. And I read a lot of the first parts of that. Very interesting. And this is where Val Zod came from. Calvin Ellis is a Elseworld that is based off of Superman being African American, with a very similar story, I believe, to Clark Kent, and going and becoming president. So I take aspects of both stories. It's Val Zod. He goes by Calvin Ellis as his alias. And this is that Superman story. So, two things to do. I mean, if you give Zack Snyder, or the Snyderverse, if you will, the next couple of years, we know we're getting an Aquaman sequel, hopefully without Amber Heard. We know we're getting that. Probably one more Wonder Woman. I'm assuming a second Shazam, Black Adam, I'm assuming will be attached to that. So we got quite a few films to have this. I would love to have another Henry Cavill Superman film, but if you give me maybe the two films that Zach has left, one of them is this version that goes in this, post-apocalyptic world that all of them are living in, and kind of explores that, changes the timeline, changes it back to everything. And maybe the last one is just whatever. Maybe it's more about the Trinity itself. Wonder Woman, Batman, Superman. That's how you kind of wrap up the arcs for Ben Affleck and Ben Affleck's Batman and the Superman, Henry Cavill's version of it. So I don't know. It's actually pretty hard because then you also have Flashpoint coming out, and Flashpoint's probably going to make some implications to everything. I would love, like I said, for Zach to get the rest of what he wants to get off his chest. Use Superman in Shazam, like's rumored, the second Shazam. Use Batman in the Flashpoint, and maybe kill Batman beforehand, or just at the end of it, Robert Pattinson is now the Batman because, he fudged with the whole timeline and even Barry doesn't know how he did it. I don't know. Remember, Flashpoint was used in the comics and on the animated version as a starting point to completely destroy the last version and usher in this newer version where they could do what they want. So they can still use that. I'm not even saying necessarily that Ezra Miller has to be Barry Allen post Flashpoint. They can do what they want. I'd love to see Grant and Ezra together. Even if they just kind of reflect on that scene from Ezra's point of view, that was in the Crisis, after the Crisis Event episodes. I think it was on the third episode where both Barrys met each other. Very cool concept, very cool moment, I think, especially for the CW universe itself. But yeah, you can totally use that as a launching point, or you can separate it by worlds. While you're doing this, you get the Matt Reeves stuff coming out. You get a movie, another movie under its belt. And then you do the Superman film probably before the sequel. So it'd be probably Matt Reeves' Batman, this Superman from Abrams and Coates. And then the next one and incorporate him in the same world. Give him a lot of, similar things. Flashpoint can be a reason for you to kind of reset the whole thing. If you wanted to have it all in the same universe, you could kill off Henry Cavill's Superman and then Calvin Ellis, aka Val Zod, aka whoever, that version takes over, like in the Val Zod version in the comics in Earth 2. The same could be said with Batman, Ben Affleck's Batman dying beforehand, and then that Flashpoint is the reason why Robert Pattinson replaces him. Maybe Ben Affleck randomly is Thomas Wayne. Somehow, and Flash doesn't realize it, and at the end of it, it's all of a sudden Robert Pattinson, like, completely changed it up. I don't know if they're going to do that. I doubt they will. But I'm just saying, they have lots of options. I just have about as much hope most of the time for DC like I do with WWE because they have a lot of great options, but instead they just decided to go with the course that they're going. And it gets very frustrating because I'm not someone. I love comic book movies, I love comics. I have since I was probably like 11, 10, probably even younger. Always read them, studied up on them, bought the graphic novels, would go to Barnes and Noble on Friday nights at the mall to go read comic books in the corner. That was very cool of me. I also got some girls to flash me in the elevators too, so maybe it wasn't that bad being a teenager. I don't know why I just randomly told you guys that, but it's true. Not gonna tell you the girls, that's rude. That would be extremely fucking rude. But yeah, I don't know exactly what I would do. Like I said, if you want to keep Gal Gadot as Aqua or Gal Gadot as Wonder Woman, if you want to keep Ezra as the Flash, if you want to keep Shazam going on, if you want to keep Aquaman with Jason Momoa, I get it. Sorry, Ray Fisher, I don't think you're coming back as Cyborg, so didn't really include you in all that. Ben Affleck seems like if you asked him to do some more stuff, I know he got aggravated along with everything that was going on in his life at the time because it seemed like it was completely falling apart. And then the movie that didn't do really well at the theaters, one of his first ones, for Warner Brothers, so they took that out on him. And he wanted to really badly direct a Batman movie, but that was taken away from him. I still think that you can get him to play the older Bruce Wayne for a little while. If they were to offer him some cash, some moolah, and that's up to their bank accounts. I'm just saying, if Snyder Cut does get some subscribers and a lot of people are watching and this is actually good, which is something that's got to happen first, we can go from there and see if that influences DC for, hey, let's, like we said at the last little convention thing that we did online, we're going to embrace the multiverse. We're going to make Elseworld stories like Joker and Matt Reeves' Batmans, but we'll have also this primary universe. Let's finish up Henry Cavill's arc. I love that. Even if you have to do it in Justice League movies and Shazam, If you do that, time it right, he dies, and then you have this come in, or Henry kind of just goes off and they leave the Snyder characters as they could happen more in the future, but we're going to go to Earth 2 now and really start working on Robert Pattinson's Batman, and if it were to be Michael B. Jordan's Superman, I'm down for that too. It's either way, but I want them to mess with stuff. I want them to have fun. I want Marvel and DC to really explore their multiverse, take what they want. If Marvel wants to, say, take X-Men characters that we already know, and the ones I would only really want is Quicksilver because he replaces a dead Quicksilver, so Evan Peters, which I liked his performance more, I'll admit that. And like a Fassbender Magneto. What's his name? Oh man, I always forget. James McAvoy, his Professor X. I'll take them. Because one of the things, and if I'm going to go down this route and I'll get back to what I was going to say about the Superman movie or DC, because I forgot to bring this up during Scarlet Witch, is you still need that impact of what happened to Magneto previously, why he has an association for hatred with humans even before, or even before basically mutants start being outed. He found out he had powers when he was very young, but he has this deep hatred because he was a part of the Holocaust. If you bring Fassbender into it, you could either say that you de-age Magneto like they did in the comics, because they did, or that he knows his past, but he just knows what's going on. He doesn't really share that information. And you just merge him in. Same thing with Charles. Because I want younger for everything. I want, 30s and basically, no, 20s and early 30s. If Fassbender and McAvoy are the oldest, that's good. I don't want them too old. And you can't have them to the age of where Magneto would have gone through the Holocaust because that's Ian McKellen's age. And we need probably someone younger, unless you're going to change it up completely. And in which I have suggested, let's do Denzel Washington. Because besides the fact that one of the main concepts in which Stan Lee and Jack Kirby created Magneto, one of them was more of the ideology associated with Malcolm X, while Professor X had more of like the Martin Luther King aspect, I think that that is something pretty important in the dichotomy of Magneto, is to have that style of aggression and almost hatred based before you were hated as a mutant, you were hated as something else. So with the fact that it was, with the X-Men based off civil rights and the civil rights movement itself, why not have Magneto played by an African American? I said Denzel Washington because he's one of my favorite actors. He played Malcolm X, and he's not been associated in the comic book film. And as a villain, he or not even Magneto is a very unique villain because he's a bad guy, but he has you start. It's very, very similar to Killmonger. It's very similar to you start understanding where they're coming from, and that is a very scary individual. And there's always redeeming qualities. So I thought that would be. But if you have someone like Michael Fassbender, he knows he came to this universe. Now Scarlet Witch is a daughter, whatever you. Or he's the original father for her, or something like that. I'm okay. We still have a major character that's supposed to be popping up. And if it's Doctor Strange, I'm not going to be too happy with that, because to me, that's not really same level of intrigue as, say, I don't know, maybe like a Tony Stark appearance, or Magneto, or Professor X, or Reed Richards, because we haven't seen this this person that I was gonna say Photon, but oh man, Monica Rambeau that she was talking about. So who knows? I think this is going to really expand things though, regardless on WandaVision with the multiverse kind of disintegrating the Fox stuff. You already have Sony now fully flourished and able to pull from. We're interacting with the MCU. It's a lot of fun. We got X-Men coming out. We have all this stuff with Sony going on. We have, Fantastic Four, The Eternals. All the Netflix characters looks like they're actually going to be played mostly by the same actors, it seems like. At least Charlie Cox for Matt Murdock. And everyone's coming back in that universe. Namor, we can now do. So we can really, Doctor Doom, Galactus, so many things to do for the MCU going forward without Cap and Iron Man around. So that's awesome. I wish DC could be on that level, but they can. And with them, really, like you said you're going to do, it was, I believe it was Jim Lee, who's in charge of like DC Comics, Walter Hamada, who's in charge of DC, like the films, the entertainment brand. And I don't remember who the other gentleman was. They're all working together to really. Oh, it was Greg Berlanti, who's does the TV stuff and Teen Titans on, all the shows. They're all working together to make sure this whole multiverse is cohesive. So just do that. Finish up the characters that would be associated with Snyder. Let Wonder Woman have her run with Gal Gadot, Jason Momoa, like I said, Flash with Ezra Miller, blah-dee, blah-dee, blah, Shazam, two more Snyder films. And I would actually go a different way. I said that you incorporate, like I said, you have, and I guess on this proposed show, and I'm saying this for Warner Brothers, their HBO Max app, I would put this like their like a Mandalorian level show, but even more so. I would do two shows actually. I'm gonna really go into it. The first show would actually be like a Brave and the Bold style show, which if you know the Batman cartoon, if anyone grew up watching that was based off a comic book in which there's always two heroes. I believe Hal Jordan and Barry Allen were the first two. I could be wrong on that, and they would go on adventures and whatnot, kind of like Justice League Unlimited too. What had a very similar theme, showing you the different heroes of the DC universe. I would do that with the DC multiverse. Like, what could pop up is anything from any time. So you could actually potentially have, I don't know. I'm not saying that it could get to this level, but just for an example, Stephen Amell's Green Arrow, who is more towards the beginning of his career, just ripped out of the multiverse. They don't really have a Beyonder in DC. Maybe Spectre and Phantom Stranger are arguing, and it's about their relationship, and they put two heroes that they pick on an adventure together. So Michael Keaton as Batman. I don't know, probably not Michael Keaton as Batman, but you get what I'm saying. Different characters, kind of really going into this concept, what they did with Crisis on Infinite Earth, and allowing two to however many characters to have an adventure and call it Brave and the Bold, because that's already a stamped concept from DC. The other one I would do is JLA. And that's so Snyder can get his stuff done, and you can have Batman, Robert Pattinson, Superman, Michael B. Jordan, whether he's Kal-El, Falzad, Calvin Ellis, whoever the fuck he is, Even if he's playing Clark Kent, like I said, Kal-El. They meet in this, and I would do the first episode of this show, this proposed show. Or the first arc, much like the animated series, except for use the White Martians. Use a bunch of aliens coming in undetected and heroes popping up here and there and then banding together to fight. And to me, that would be a lot of fun. The whole season really could be half about that and then half about the group itself finding themselves. And then you have like someone at the end guest star that joins the group. That's like a big deal where you introduce like the first five or six at the beginning of the series in the first episode, just coming together. Maybe they're individual stories and then they come together. And I would do it differently. I would, I some stuff, and I think I kind of alluded to this. I think it's kind of messed up when companies over-advertise that they're doing something big, like we're going to turn a character gay, which who gives a shit? You should be able to, that's something that bothers me or anything like that. Or we're going to change the race of a character, but they want it for publicity sake. They want to get people to read it because they're going for the dollars. They're not trying to be to me at least, with these big companies, they're not trying to change up the norm. They're not trying to, just be progressive. They're just trying to get people to buy something by advertising it. And I kind of think that's disgusting. That's kind of like what I was alluding to with great female characters on both WandaVision and also Mandalorian. So where the fuck was I going with this? But I want a very diverse cast. I want everyone to feel included. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I were to have, so if this was Earth 2, and we base it off the concept of the first Wonder Woman, the first Batman, the first Superman dying, I have three people cast in mind for that. Batman, you can't do. You got to just keep it how it is, and Robert Pattinson's the one who dies. For Calvin Ellis, I think it makes a lot of sense to have him replace whoever Superman. So I think I had, and I'll just make sure about this. So I got the casting right here. All right. So if we were to have them included, Henry Golding as Kal-El Superman, I think that he'd be great. Crazy Rich Asians, I believe, is the first big thing that he was in. He's going to be Snake Eyes. I think he's like 6'3", 6'4". Asian gentleman. He's got a very unique mixture, and I forgot what it was, but just good-looking dude. I think he'd be perfect. And then Morena Baccarin, who was in Gotham. What was the name of her character in Gotham? I can't remember. Dr. Leigh Thompson. That's right. And then she was Deadpool's girlfriend, obviously. But I mean, I've loved her for years. Beautiful Brazilian European mix. She was one of my top choices for Wonder Woman for a long time. Similar frame. And then for my Flash, I'm doing Wally West, so he would be set up from his mentor and professor, Barry Allen, played by Neil Patrick Harris. Everyone loves MPH, right? If you don't know who MPH is, man, I don't even know. I mean, it hasn't been so long for his television show to have, like, be less relevant. How I Met Your Mother is a show he's from. He plays Barney on that. And then he was in the Harold and Kumar movies as himself. He was also Doogie Howser back in the day. But he would be Barry Allen. He would be at the beginning. He would be kind of a father figure to Wally, his professor. He shows up at his lab. Barry causes a huge explosion. It incinerates him, or from what we think, maybe he became one with the Speed Force. We don't know. But from the explosion, Wally gains his powers, is how I would do it. So those are three that you don't really necessarily need. Now, like I said, Robert Pattinson as Batman, Michael B. Jordan as Val Zod, Calvin Ellis. If we're doing Clark Kent, the only thing, it's just a very, very unique concept because, and I heard Kevin Smith, I'm pretty sure he brought this up to Mark Bernard, is like, do you factor in if he's African American? He fucking gets into Kansas, Smallville, Kansas, with a white mom and dad. Like, is that going to be a part of, the story? It's a very unique concept. See, if you can do whatever you want with his origin, if you do make him, like I said, a Val Zod or a Calvin Ellis. So I don't know, whoever, Michael B. Jordan is one of my favorite actors, modern day. I think that he can do no wrong. I think he's intelligent as hell. He wanted to do something like this, and he specifically called out Val Zod, like, because of the whole Kansas concept was one of the things he talked about. He wasn't so down with doing Clark Kent, and the question was kind of proposed, like, would they be okay with a black Superman? And he was like, it's not about being okay, it doesn't make sense. I know of Val Zod, I'm a big fan. Or maybe he said Calvin, I can't, one or the other. Big fan of that concept, big comic book geek, if I were to. And then eventually he was trying to. And I don't give a fuck if he ends up being Black Panther because of Killmonger, or Killmonger comes back in a big way now that, Chadwick Boseman is gone and they don't have him as Black Panther. He can play both to me. I don't give a shit. That whole entire fake concept of, well, he was in this movie for Marvel, so he can't. That's all bullshit. It's all about availability as an actor and how much time that you have, of how you maintain your the management of what you're doing. compared to that. So there you go. I would go Kyle and Jon Stewart. I'm very much basing this off of the, I don't know if Paul Dini worked on it at the time, but Bruce Timm, Justice League, Dwayne McDuffie, Bruce Timm, Justice League Unlimited, Grant Morrison, JLA Comics. So those two cartoon series and then that comic book series as a basis for a lot of the stories that they do, the approach, the characters they use. And Jon Stewart was the Green Lantern in the cartoon. And obviously Kyle Rayner was the 90s Green Lantern when Hal Jordan turned to Parallax and forced Oliver Queen to kill him because he was going crazy. I believe that's how he died. Yeah, that's how. What's the name of that comic? Zero Hour. I believe he told. Yeah. Doesn't matter. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. Yell at me. It's DaneAls42 on Twitter. But yeah, I would get Oscar Isaac to play Kyle Rayner. A little bit older, but Oscar is such an incredible actor. Yes, I know he's playing Moon Knight. These would be two television series, so it's if he can do it within his schedule. Kyle is Mexican and Irish, and it's kind of hard to try to just randomly find that. If they can find an actor that fits that better, great. I know Oscar Isaac, he's Guatemalan, and he's mixed with, I believe, French. But I think that regardless, as far as an actor that can play that role, Oscar would kill it. KG Apa, who was whatchamacallit, oh man, Archie. In the what did they name that show? Riverdale on the CW. He's Samoan, Caucasian, but love the red hair. He would be my Wally West, the Flash. And I would actually do Bart Allen eventually if I wanted to introduce him as an African American, kind of change it up a bit. But I want to go a little bit more with the classic look of Barry. I don't care if they do, the more modern, which I think it's so stupid that they made the modern Wally West and New 52 African American, and then all of a sudden decided to have the Caucasian and the fucking both of them in the same. Whatever. If you want to really muddy up the waters that much, go for it. But if the thing about like the new girl playing Supergirl, which I hope is a part of this whole entire thing, I don't care about race. It's more, I guess, aesthetics. Like, as long as Wally has red hair, I don't care who the fuck plays him. I don't think you're going to find people like that one basketball player. God, I can't think of his name, but he was mixed. I think he was African American. I'm assuming Irish or German, but he had the reddish hair. You're not going to find a random person like that. But if you people dye their fucking hair. So if you were to have a black dude play Wally again, maybe just dye his hair red. The same thing with that girl. I don't give a fuck if she's Hispanic or whatever, if she's playing Supergirl. But I would like her to have blonde hair. I mean, that's something that's done all the time, no matter what, with any race dyeing their hair. So that's my thing. I don't really care about, I think other stuff like that's dumb. Alicia Vikander as Hawkwoman. Yeah, I want to take Hawkgirl. I would call it Hawkwoman. Shayera Hall, that specific version from the animated series, who falls in love with Jon Stewart. I want that version in this. I think Alicia Vikander, she's already an Oscar winner. Incredible actress. Just her approach is Laura Croft, even in Ex Machina. She's so diverse as an actress. I think she would take Shire Hall and really do a fucking out like an awesome version with it. She's very exotic, European, like the look of her. And the last person I can't pick between Lance Reddick, who also would do a great job voicing Darkseid, I think. I'm still wondering who they got to do that in the Snyder Cut because I feel like it's going to be someone we're like, oh. But either Lance Reddick or Ken Watanabe from Godzilla and what other movies? Inception. He's been in a shit ton of stuff. Batman Begins. I think they both would do a really good job with that role. And they've both been fan cast for that character for a long time. So I really want that, more. More so based that basically the Justice League Unlimited JLA, Grant Morrison, that concept, their Martian Manhunter was very similar, very introspective, very intelligent, and also having a lot of, he doesn't like to expose it, but having a lot of fear about certain things, especially if he's introduced with the White Martians. And then I would introduce certain people later. We have Nubia. Has been around forever. I don't want to hear anyone fucking bitching about this character. Basically, back when Diana's mother made her, she made her out of white clay, and then she made Nubia, her twin sister, out of black clay. Ares took Nubia and taught her to be more in the dynamic of how he perceived things, and then she became a hero later on. She's been having a big run. Rosario Dawson. And I think that the concept of having her think of the past, or if Wonder Woman comes back, you can have Superman and Wonder Woman come back, the original ones, Diana, and if you decide to have Val Zod as one of them, and then Kal-El as the other one, that's where Henry Golding comes in. But bringing her back in as Diana, I think would look visually really good, and also interact really good with Rosario Dawson as Nubia. And I think it would just be a cool version of Wonder Woman. She's on the search of her sister. Maybe this Wonder Woman didn't die like the Superman did. Maybe she went missing. Ricky Whittle as John Stewart. I think I haven't seen American Gods, but I've heard from a lot of people how incredible he is. So I just like his look, and I'll believe a lot of my friends if they say that he could play John Stewart. I'll take it. Alexander Skarsgård, who just came back. What was that movie? Ugh, I gotta look this up. It's the one that Jared Leto, people said he played a better Joker than in the films. Just came out. The Little Things. But yeah, Skarsgård has not been in shit in a long time. What? He wasn't in that movie? Alexander Skarsgård. Sorry, this is very professional. He's in True Blood. Oh, Big Little Lies. That's what it was. Legend of Tarzan. He finally kind of had, he's going to be in The Stand coming out. He's kind of had a renaissance with Big Little Lies. For Aquaman, if we're not doing Momoa, I always thought that he would do a great job playing him. I would go for more of the classic look. You can do the hook hand if you want, since I don't think that Jason Momoa has necessarily done that. I can't remember. No, he did. Never mind. But like the classic look, the classic costume, blonde hair, his piercing blue eyes. I think that he'd be incredible for that role. And you can kind of give enough time. Once Jason Momoa is dissipated, you introduce this version of Aquaman. And any of the characters that branch off this JLA show, you can make individual movies for afterwards. You're just waiting, for you to be able to use Nubia Wonder Woman, or even Marina Baccarin's Wonder Woman. They get introduced in the show. They finish up the actual movies with Gal Gadot. And then if they want to do a film based on it, they can. Travis Fimmel. Love Vikings. I've only seen the first two seasons. I plan on going back and finishing it. But Travis Fimmel as Green Arrow and Catherine Winnick as Black Canary. Classic look, great chemistry. I think this would be like a no-brainer. And it makes sense to have Arrow, Black Canary come in on something different like this. If you're going to do a movie, do the two of them together. It would make sense. I keep on saying that, sorry. And then Zico Zakai as Hawkman, or as Hawkman. Hawkman, who obviously Shire is trying to find Carter Hall. This gentleman, what did I see him in? Zico Zaki. He was in, that's where I've heard about him. He's been in the show FBI for a very long time, and I've heard good things about it. He's 6'5". Good-looking dude. He's definitely, I think, Persian, or maybe it's probably Egyptian, actually. Apologize. I mean, it makes sense to have Aquaman from Egypt, so this would be a good character to finally get introduced later on, like they did in Justice League Unlimited. Maybe actually extend the storyline with them a bit, but it would, Hawk Girl, or Hawk Woman, actually, like I said, would call her. Would have more of a presence. He would be introduced later, and there would definitely be a love triangle with him and Ricky's, whatchamacallit, Ricky Whittle's Jon Stewart and Alicia Vikander. These are some big names. I realize that. Some of them aren't, but I think for a show like this, like they're doing now with streaming services, it's very feasible for them to put some money in for this to get subscription rates, because subscriptions for Netflix at one point was generating more than most movie companies like Disney and Warner Brothers were making in a year, with their films. So this is the reason why Disney made Disney Plus, HBO Max for Warner Brothers, and so on. So if you want to put money into it and then take these characters and then make films with them, this is kind of your new way of doing it. Since I think even if he gets to make more films, even if Snyder, or even if the Snyder cuts, that's it. Justice League's got a bad taste in a lot of people's mouth. So change it up a bit. But yeah, that was basically my idea. The second season would really start hooking up the Legion of Doom, I think, and kind of introducing him. I would have Jon Stewart come in at the end of the first season and join them. Rosario Dawson, very much at the beginning of the second season. And then Aquaman maybe towards the end of that. And then the next season would have Green Arrow and Black Canary. And then maybe a season after that have Hawkman. And if you want to put, like I said, if you want to take Kal-El back, my idea is Henry Golding, but whoever they pick. Maybe a Jewish gentleman, since it was two Jewish writers making that character to begin with. So, if you can find a large guy, period, it's very hard to find a Superman-like person. But Henry Golding just seems like a great idea for me. And then same thing with Diana, played by Marina Baccarin. You just pepper them in. And yeah, that would be it. Trying to think of any other stuff. I already said that. Yeah, I just want to see, DC experimenting with things, but I don't want it to get so convoluted. You can totally finish up these incarnations of the characters, because we're gonna see Ben Affleck's Batman again, at least in Flashpoint. So get Henry Cavill in the next Shazam movie. Get him maybe in Black Adam. Well, I guess Black Adam won't work out because they're introducing him. I don't know how that movie's going to be. I don't know if that's just his introduction in the past, and then the next film is going to be modern age, maybe against Shazam, but however they decide to do it, have Henry Cavill a part of it. So you can kind of flesh out his story. If Zach gets another film or two with the success of Snyder Cut, great. Maybe flesh out and get more for Henry and Ben with their Batman and Superman. And like I said, then you have the Wonder Woman films with Gal Gadot, however many you want to do. Aquaman, I don't think that trench movie's coming anytime soon. I'm sorry, I just don't believe. I love James Wan. I think he's a phenomenal director. I don't see that happening. And like I said, then you have Shazam and Flash. And Flash is going to be the most interesting to see what Flashpoint actually does. The fact that we're getting Michael Keaton's Batman in it, Ben Affleck's Batman in it, very exciting. I just want DC to get a better track record. And once these CW shows outside of Superman and Lois kind of start dissipating and we don't see them anymore, incorporate the characters in other places. Like I said, just a Brave and a Bold show. Brave and the Bold, I should say, would be good. But that's it, guys. That's a little ramble, the little Dane rant I wanted to do. And like I said, if you're listening to this next Monday, which will be, let me look at the calendar, guys. So we will be recording on the 8th next week or the 9th, so either next Monday or Tuesday, and we'll have our review show, me, John Colina, and Joe Colina, for WandaVision. So check that out next week. That's going to be a fun show to do. Probably be a Monday suck episode if we record on Monday, or it'll be another Dane rants like this. So thank you guys so much for listening. Hope you have a lovely evening. Just keep on listening to our stuff, guys. Definitely, like I said, if you're a fan of wrestling, Wrestling Geeks Alliance. We also have Tom Clark, who's an amazing wrestling writer. He's now writing for Geek Vibes, and he has Tom Clark's Main Event that he does live, I think, every Friday at noon. So definitely check that out. I was on one of his last episodes before Elimination Chamber. And we got a lot of wrestling stuff to cover this week. Looking forward to it. But thank you guys so much. Y'all have a wonderful evening. And let the geek vibes be with you. And also with you. Sorry, I'm Catholic. Bye!